Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Two. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Right now, the thing everybody's talking about in the gun world is what happened with Polymer 80. Polymer 80 was raided by the ATF. They are based in Nevada, and they sell 80% lowers, pistol frames, gun parts, and kits. Another big name in the space, 80% Arms, has more than a passing interest in this, and they've been commenting on this at the Truth About Guns. And what we're finding is that, you know, these guys had letters saying that what they were doing was okay. But, there's certain things we have to look at here. It is a very precarious and often unpredictable nature of firearms enforcement. 80% remain a well-defined and legal method for people to complete and build firearms. But, you know, they raided Polymer 80. There's a lot of things that probably led to this, but we're going to figure this out as we go. The pretense of the raid is now being reported widely with a litany of reasons. No arrests were made. And it does seem the motivation is purely stepped up enforcement against the industry as a whole. And the 80% market is definitely legal, as stated by the ATF's own decision-making. But administrations and policymakers realize there's latitude to make examples of the gun industry. And despite, all the things that go on within it, whenever we're attacked, so to speak, we all sort of coalesce and try to get together and look at in one general direction. Polymer 80 was the first to market with the 80% Glock category. They were first, which makes them a target. And, a few people are considering this to be the opening salvo in a new war against the 80% market and likely a pretense to rescinding all 80% letters in the near future under a Biden administration. We'll see. While the revocation may occur, this will be litigated, of course, and it would be an illegal action. And all of these companies, this would essentially take down whole companies. I mean, Ace Firearms, who's a sponsor of mine. I've actually got three of their guns here that are Poly 80 guns. Now, he has a manufacturing license, and they are serialized. So there's nothing they can do to me because I actually wanted them to build them because I am not a do-it-yourselfer. Lots of people do, though. Lots of people want to do this. Now, right now, 80% Arms is in court, fighting in court right now, trying to prevent further regulation from taking place. So if you're looking at building an AR platform, that might be where you want to go, because when you do that, you're actually supporting their fight. But the California versus the ATF and New York versus ATF are lawsuits that they're trying to push to determine the further legality of 80% lowers nationwide. Now, every firearms manufacturer out there today and reseller, whether it's 80% or not, looking at what they're doing now, because this, what they're doing is legal, and they got raided anyway. They've been, you know, they have made they've made calls in the past where they say, this is fine. What you're doing is fine. Why this matters is important to understand what is at stake in these, as these issues continue. These companies employ teams of manufacturers and engineers and logistics and professionals and customer service representatives, and through a complex web of domestic suppliers, they're supporting thousands of families and businesses who are dedicated to protecting the Second Amendment. So, if you're looking to push a couple of things out there, 80% Arms, for example, has made a partnership with Firearms Policy Coalition, and they're matching donations through the Firearms Policy Coalition at 300%, and have joined them in a lawsuit for the exact reason. But litigation is ongoing as we go. Now, here's a couple of things that I discovered as I was looking around trying to figure out what is going on. Like right now with the pistol braces, right? They're coming at your pistol braces too. Right now with the pistol braces, I was sitting around going, why are they doing all this stuff? Well, I look at Franklin Armory. Now, Franklin Armory, they run right up against the regulations. Everything they do is legal. But one thing they do that I don't know if some of these other companies do is they actually consult with the ATF. So every time Jay Jacobson is going to change the paint on the binary trigger, he's making a phone call. He's making a phone call to the ATF and saying, hey, I'm going to do this. Is that okay? And that means something. Now, for those of you that are out there saying, but Bill, it's the Second Amendment. They shouldn't have to do it. Well, I know that. I know that. But right now, we've got a whole bunch of stuff going on right now. It all feeds into this, and all of this has to be dealt with at the same time, parallel. Now, there have been things that have happened in the past. Ares Armor, Dimitri Karras, he had this happen. He had 80% lowers. He actually was, you know, they were doing a little bit of advertising that maybe was sort of poking him in the eye. That's another thing. Some of the people out there trying to figure out what's going on, it may be due to the way they're trying to portray the product. I don't know. Whatever it is, whatever's going on, we're going to see. But, you know, making firearms at home is legal. It's always been legal. It's always going to be legal. They may try to revoke it. They may try to rescind it, right? And they're going to be fought on it. They're going to be fought on it. And this is why this election is so important. The clarity of our electoral process is so important, because this is the theft of our rights. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. And in the meantime, well, you know, as we're looking around and everything, there's some people that will be saying, why aren't we doing this and why aren't we doing that? A lot of stuff, there's a lot of moving parts right now, a lot of spinning plates in the air. So we have to sit back and we have to strap in and we have to be in the fight. Remain in the fight. When we fall, pick ourselves up, get back in the fight. Simple process. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
See you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over
over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. This COVID response we got going on right now, who, for anybody who's not paying attention, just how terrible the presumed ruling class is and how annoying the Karens are, it's really getting stupid. And we need to help some people out. But I'm very tired of all of this COVID nonsense. When I'm outside, I'm not wearing a mask. I see people wearing masks, but I mean, I'm walking around in UV light with moving air around me. And I'm not wearing a mask because I am so robust and because my immunity system is Captain Immunity. I'm walking around without a mask on because I've had it. I think worldwide, this is according to science, real science, there may have been a couple of people out there, four people that have actually gotten it twice. And I'm sorry, according to them, everybody and their brother's gotten it. So if only four people out of everybody and their brother's gotten it, I'm not that worried about it, statistically speaking. Now, we did, I did handily beat this virus with my aging immune system. And I am immune to it. I have been around plenty of people that have had it. I'm immune to it, and I cannot spread it. And this is according to science, and we all believe in the science. Right. Now, notice how the people who always say that don't seem to believe in science when science doesn't tell them what they want to hear. And COVID-19 is the real world's social media come alive in the streets. Because social media is just fake. It's like the virtual world. But, you're standing like it hasn't happened to me yet. I don't know what's going to happen when it does happen to me. I've seen it happen to other people. It hasn't happened to me yet, but I've seen like this wheezy little car pull up. And, and a woman who's filling most of that car up is out there screaming, wear a mask, at somebody who's just minding their own business out in the outdoors. Not the best plan. Now, this particular talking comorbidity should probably be more worried about diabetes than about a couple of mask-free people 20 feet away outside of her car who are immune to the virus. I would probably make a logistically challenging suggestion to her regarding that she might want to be her own best friend and let her try to figure that one out. So, right now, there is a segment of our society, and I loathe to say this, but it's the truth. We have a segment of society, of people right now, that because they're dealing with this hyped-up flu, they've gone stupid. So let me give you my version of my the world according to Bill. It is a real disease, and it can hurt or kill a small minority of people who get it. We cheated the 99.99% survival odds, but not everyone will. And all things being even, you don't want to catch it if you can help it. When I figured out that I had already had it, I was calling around trying to find people that would take my blood, my antibody-rich plasma. Nobody's taken me up on that yet. But this particular, let's go back to this hypothetical, wheezy, diabetic woman here. I see this happening, and these people with the big mouths are doing what too many poobahs and potentates and the municipal governments do, running her fool mouth based not on science or data, but on feels. She feels she needs to impose her hefty will upon us, just like she feels she needs that third glazed donut. But like a great many things in life, one size does not fit all. And this is an entirely predictable upturn in case numbers. The original lockdowns were not to stop the spread. We were never going to be able to stop the spread. The original lockdowns were to flatten the curve. You know, spread the same number of cases out over a longer time, so in the short run, our hospitals did not overflow. It was the equivalent of laying down on thin ice and distributing your body weight over a bigger surface so you didn't break through. But it's a pandemic. And a pandemic stops when most of us get it and create herd immunity. Or we get a vaccine. And that's how pandemics work. All right, now they've got vaccines coming into the supply chain. There's some people saying, I'm never going to take them. There's some people saying, you can't make me take them. And okay, fine, don't take them. But don't expect me to continue to live locked down. Don't expect me to continue to live with a face thong across my mouth and nose just so you can feel good about it. And the thing to remember about a bunch of people getting it is that almost all of them will recover and be immune. I keep saying, if I had not already had this, I'd go find the prettiest girl I could find with coronavirus and kiss her so I could get it and be immune. Not because I'm looking for a kiss. I just want to be immune. That's the kind of the basis for the whole herd immunity thing. Vaccines are an artificial way of doing it, based on the same principle of an immune response to exposure. So in any case, a whole bunch of us, 14.5 million as of December 6th, a significant percentage of the population, are immune. And yet we're supposed to lock down and mask up and act like we're at risk when we aren't. And that, people, is not science. Nor are the disgraceful antics of our incompetent and corrupt leaders. Remember that video of the small restaurant owner who told she couldn't have outside dining by Il Duque of L.A.? And 50 feet away, a film company was setting up exactly the same layout to serve food for the set. And why? Was it science? No, it wasn't science. It was preference. Garcetti, like all of these hacks, he gives a pass to his donor buddies. And then a goodly bunch of the pint-sized dictators ignore their own orders and get caught on film. Are we supposed to accept this? I say no. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President-elect Joe Biden says millions of Americans can't wait any longer for Congress to pass a stimulus bill to help the economy.
It's affecting everyone from farmers to students, seniors to veterans, in red states, blue states, small towns, and big cities. And that's why the Congress needs to act and act now.
Biden taking questions on Friday in Wilmington, Delaware. The FDA intends to approve a coronavirus vaccine for emergency use Friday night. Regulators rushing to finish paperwork needed, including instructions to medical professionals on how to administer the vaccine. Former acting CDC Director Richard Bessler saying getting a vaccine approved this quick was truly amazing.
Never in my lifetime, never in the history of public health has a vaccine been developed so quickly.
USA Radio News. The state of Texas argued in a filing to the Supreme Court on Friday that the four states it is suing didn't address grave issues, instead choosing to hide behind other court venues and decisions. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton also saying,
we're not necessarily saying we know how they should handle their election. What we're saying is that the Constitution requires the state legislature to set the rules and laws as it relates to federal elections. It's their responsibility. We did that in Texas. Most other states did it. These states that were suing failed to do that. They didn't follow their own state law, and therefore they didn't follow the U.S. Constitution. That matters, and it affects my voters, and it affects voters across the country.
Victims of Ponzi schemer Bernie Madoff are set to get another payout. The Department of Justice saying it has recovered another $488 million that it will hand over to some of the 37,000 victims who were swindled by Madoff. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. A St. Louis judge has ordered the circuit attorney, Kim Gardner, and her entire office off of the prosecution of Mark and Patricia McCluskey, the St. Louis couple charged with unlawful use of a weapon after they displayed a rifle and pistol as hundreds of protesters trespassed through their private neighborhood as they made their way to the home of St. Louis Mayor Leta Cruson for a demonstration. On Thursday, Judge Thomas Clark ruled that Gardner's repeated references to the McCluskey case in fundraising emails for her reelection effort raised the appearance of impropriety and jeopardized the defendant's right to a fair trial. He wrote, Ms. Gardner has every right to rebut criticism, but it appears unnecessary to stigmatize defendant or even mention him in campaign solicitations, especially when she purports to be responding to others. In fact, the case law and rules of professional conduct prohibit it. Now, should Clark's ruling stand, a special prosecutor will be appointed to handle the case. In St. Louis, the presiding judge picks the special prosecutor. Judge Rex Burleson is currently St. Louis's presiding judge. Clark has scheduled a status hearing on the case for January 7, 2021. He noted in his 22-page ruling that it's rare for prosecutors to be removed from cases and said that he didn't reach his decision lightly, but added that Gardner's series of fundraising appeals based off of the McCluskey case aimed to raise money using the defendant and the circumstances surrounding the case to rally Ms. Gardner's political base and fuel contributions. I wonder if Soros has cut off that money spigot. She was successful in winning her re-election in St. Louis, but her prosecution of the McCluskeys is an absolute dumpster fire and proof that voters should have thought a little harder, St. Louis, before you cast your votes. While Gardner can appeal the judge's decision, it's likely that a special prosecutor will be appointed to handle the case against the McCluskeys. Today's decision, or that decision when it was made, only adds more weight to the argument by the couple that their prosecution was politically motivated from the start. And given the fact that Governor Mike Parson has already vowed to pardon them if they are convicted, there's little need to waste taxpayer time and expense on a trial that's based on a trumped-up charge in the first place. Joel Schwartz, the McCluskey's attorney, says he's hopeful that once a special prosecutor has been appointed, they'll decide that charges weren't warranted to begin with. He said, "This is what we wanted. We would like a fair-minded prosecutor to take a look at the alleged crimes and reassess the evidence and see what they come up with, because we don't believe any of the evidence supports any of the charges. As long as that happens, then I think we'll have a right to the right outcome, and that would hopefully be no charges." But Ms. Gardner herself is claiming that the McCluskeys were the ones politicizing the case, but they were out trying to defend themselves, not get reelected to office. And Judge Clark made the right decision removing Kim Gardner from the McCluskey case. And maybe now the next prosecutor will come in and handle it and decides that it's in the best interest of justice to dismiss these charges altogether. This is all designed to stigmatize armed self-defense. I am not a lawyer, nor do I play one on TV. But I can tell you this. If I were facing a mob of people, some of them armed, some of them were armed. We haven't seen that video yet. Some of them armed. Item number one is I would not have come out with a weapon at all. I would have set up and let them yell at me and everything else. I would have been calling the cops, begging the cops to get there. And if they made one more step in my direction, I would have engaged them. I would have engaged, and I'm not sitting here and trying to second guess Mr. McCluskey. He's a lawyer. He's not a combatant. He doesn't know about things like cover, although you would think that's sort of at the very minimum, a basis by which you would think about going out and, coming up against somebody. But I mean, it's the same thing with Kyle Rittenhouse. What we've seen with Kyle Rittenhouse, that was all designed to stigmatize armed self-defense. Kyle Rittenhouse was completely within his rights doing what he was doing. And he did it well. There's lots of people that have, I don't know if he's ever been to any sort of tactical training, but, I mean, he did it well. But, I mean, armed self-defense is as human a reaction as there is available to us. It is a natural reaction. And, so... But they've kicked her off. I just wonder why she needed to fundraise so much with all of that Soros money. Because she's Soros funded. So, interesting. It's very interesting. And it's also uplifting. The only problem I'm having with this is how long these processes take to actually wind their way through the courts. I really, really got a problem with that. I'm sorry to say it. I'm sorry to say it, but I really got a problem with it. And to that end, you know, we'll see what we have come out of all of this. But in the interim, I'm waiting to see what also comes out of with Antifa and BLM. Because right now, BLM and Antifa are making demands here and there. And well, I just don't know where they're going to go. I don't know what they're going to do. Are they going to? You know, I didn't realize this, but apparently the CHOP is still, the autonomous zone is still in Seattle. Right now. So. It is an interesting time. Where, I mean, it's like up is down and black is white, and I mean... And these, all of these people that reelect these other people, seemingly without noticing what they are, blindly just doing it. That's my problem. I have issues with that being a thing, and yet it is. It is a gigantic feature. It is a gigantic bug, if you will. And I guess we'll see how it goes. I guess we'll figure out what's going on. But in the interim, while we're having to put up with all this nonsense, with the COVID stuff going on, and with the election trying to be straightened out, it's beginning to get on my nerves a little bit. I don't know if you feel that way. I feel that way. But that's okay. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. Yeah. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. At the moment, the prospects of Joe Biden sweeping gun and magazine ban getting through a divided Congress appear to be sort of dim. But a top transition official is telling his supporters that the Democrat will move quickly to enact make big, bold changes through executive action if he's inaugurated in January. The Washington Examiner's Paul Bettard reports that Steph Feldman, the national policy director of Biden's presidential campaign, brought up the issue of executive actions on guns during an online briefing with Georgetown University's Institute of Politics and Public Services. And it is expected that Biden will use executive orders, especially if the Democrats don't win both Georgia special Senate elections. Even with those, however, it would be a split chamber, making it difficult for him to push through the liberal, which that should be leftist, but they consider themselves liberals, elements of his agenda, including gun control. The mention of guns in his initial executive actions is already sparking concern in the industry, which is readying an aggressive lobbying campaign. One top gun lobbyist said, it's going to be pretty busy. Now, most of what he can probably take is going to be constrained, I think, to the ATF. Now, the other day, Alan Gottlieb was getting interviewed, and he says he's concerned that Biden could try to ban the importation of ammunition and ammunition components as well. Now, the Gun Control Act of 1968 prohibits the importation of ammunition unless it's of a type generally recognized as particularly suitable for or readily adaptable to sporting purposes, and the ATF has already used the sporting purposes test to ban the importation of some semi-automatic firearms since the 1980s. Biden could not only use executive actions to block so-called assault weapons from being imported into the country, but could ban the importation of common calibers of center rifle or center fire rifle ammunition as well, making it even harder for gun owners to acquire some already scarce ammo. Now, what about domestically manufactured modern sporting rifles, personal defense weapons, as I call them? Is there any way for Biden to ban guns like the AR-15 without legislation? Larry Keene at the NSSF, he says his transition team is already weighing their options, and he says right now there's no legal way that I'm aware of where you could deny the right if they had legally purchased them. But, and this is what Biden told CNN of his confiscation plans. Well, we can, in fact, make a major effort to get them off the street and out of the possession of people. That was 2019. That was when he didn't have to prove anything he said he was going to do. Now he's looking for the loopholes. And one way he's trying to achieve his agenda is by reclassifying the PDW to fall under the 1934 National Firearms Act so that the more than century-old technology would be treated in the same fashion as short-barreled rifles and machine guns. We would all be now on a registry, submitting fingerprints, photos, inform chief law enforcement officers, endure duplicitous background checks, wait for 9 months for approval, and pay a $200 tax for the privilege to continue to own what we already legally purchased. Now, I will say this. Biden banning the most commonly sold centerfire rifle in the country via executive action would certainly count as a big, bold move. But you would see equally big and bold challenges to his edict in the state legislatures, in Congress, and the courts, as well as widespread noncompliance on the part of gun owners. So if he wants to pick that fight, that's a pretty stupid hill to die on. We've already been down this pathway, Joe. Maybe the best thing that would happen to you now would be this Texas thing to work out. Because I just don't see this. You're going to be a failure as a gun banner. Because there's tens of millions of Americans who aren't going to voluntarily give up the guns in their possession or pay the federal government hundreds of dollars per gun or magazine for the privilege of keeping what they already own. And what about unity? You claim to be a unifying president, but there's no faster way to deepen the divide in the country by targeting the Second Amendment right. And it sounds like that's what you plan to do, and that's fine. Have at it. Have at it. Additionally, you remember when he told Beto O'Rourke that the Texas Democrat could be his point man on gun control if he was elected president? Well, the gun control group March for Our Lives, if they get their way, they want it to be yes, sort of, because they wanted this to be sort of a cabinet-level appointment. The website Fast Company reports that the group is demanding that the Biden transition team create the Office of National Director of Gun Violence Prevention, which they describe as a cabinet-adjacent role. All of the sweeping power and authority that comes from a cabinet-level position without actually going to Congress to get approval for the new position. That sounds completely unconstitutional to me. Murder is a local charge unless it is done in some federal way. Getting out there and trying to take over all of it is a power grab. But you know what? You know what they say? Eve Levinson, she says, March for Our Lives did not exist the last time that we had an administration in power that was even willing to sit down at the table with us. But as 40,000 people each year consistently die from gun-related deaths, and as gun sales and certain types of gun violence have escalated during the coronavirus pandemic, they argue it's time for a bolder solution. So here we go. We're taking suicide and lumping it in again. The Brady campaign, they're recommending the same position. Every Town for Gun Safety has called for a national gun czar, and Giffords for an interagency task force. And this is because they know that their biggest chance they have at this is through the executive branch. And they expect Biden to deliver. They are going to demand he deliver on his pledge to use executive actions to limit the Second Amendment as much as possible. And March for Our Lives, they don't just want one gun control czar in the White House. They want another position to be created that will focus exclusively on mobilizing young Americans to reject their Second Amendment right. This would be a director of youth engagement, which would sit on the Domestic Policy Council, a group made up of the secretaries and same additional participants who offer counsel to the president on executive effective domestic policy. And Levinson is adamant that that person should be from Generation Z so that White House policymaking has a representative from a generation that's grown up traumatized by school shooter drills. They would want that person to swiftly organize a youth summit and a listening tour to ensure the administration listens to young people who might not have the ability or the lexicon to speak in terms of policy, but whose perspectives need to be taken into account. Now, so far, the March for Our Lives have reached out to the Biden team for their demands, but they haven't received a commitment to embed anti-gun activists in the White House. But I wouldn't be surprised to see Biden embrace that idea. He's already indicated with that conversation with O'Rourke that he wants to have someone running point and coordinating his anti-gun agenda. So it sounds like he's already on the same page as the gun control groups who are lobbying for a formal role in a Biden administration. This is going to be... I have a backup camera, and I always use the backup camera, and I don't know how I got along without the backup camera. And now when I try to back up without it, it's like I can't see where I'm going. This is the Biden administration. They don't see where they're going. But they're going at a breakneck speed. And come January 20th, might be some interesting times here in these United States. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.